Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Beverly Hills High-End Retail is the canary in the coal mine for high-end retail in Las Vegas. On the program today, Josh Grosch joins us. He's the publisher of Beverly Hills Weekly, here for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Josh Grosch. He is the publisher of the Beverly Hills Weekly. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Great to be back, Sam.
So let's start out, because I said as the last time you were on the program, that Beverly Hills is kind of the canary in the coal mine for high-end retail in Las Vegas. And the last time we spoke, things were not looking good for the retailers, the high-end retailers in Las Vegas, because of a lack of international travel. How have they dealt with the situation, and have they stayed in business? Have some gone out of business? What's it looking like?
Well, Rodeo Drive is definitely bouncing back. And I think there's two components to talk about. First is high-end retail. Second is food and dining. So let me address high-end retail first. For the most part, it's back. We did a report with the president of the Rodeo Drive Committee about 2 weeks ago, and she told us that some stores, believe it or not, are experiencing pre-pandemic sales. So that's great news. Others are complaining that, again, the lack of the tourists from the Middle East, from Europe, are affecting their bottom line. But it does seem like other customers are sort of filling that void. So that's quite interesting. In terms of food and beverage, not even close to what it was like before. A lot of the restaurants are still struggling. Of course, here in California, we had very rigid indoor dining rules, which were not quite the same in Las Vegas. So it's going to take restaurants and high-end restaurants a lot longer to bounce back.
Michael Mack, who owns a high-end pawn shop in Las Vegas, was on the program several months ago and was talking about the fact that because there was so much money flowing into the marketplace because of all these government programs, that his business was actually doing better in the high end, and that there was no stoppage. In fact, people had more money to spend. Is that what your retailers are experiencing?
I think that's true. However, at least here in California, there was quite a bit of fraud with some of those gift cards and stuff. So some high-end retailers were just not accepting the government cards at all because there was so much fraud associated with it. But yeah, there definitely was an influx of money, particularly when those first stimulus payments started to come out.
Are you suffering from the same problem that Nevada is suffering from and a lot of places across the country, which is people who are lower wage earners are making more money from the federal government's unemployment than they would be going back to work. And so a lot of restaurants are struggling to even stay open or to have way cut back hours because of a lack of employees.
It's a terrible problem. First of all, every restaurant in town has a sign up, you know, help wanted, we'll train you, no questions asked. But even just one small example, and this is outside of Beverly Hills, but there's an iconic restaurant in downtown Los Angeles, very close to the Staples Center. It's called The Pantry. It's been there for 100 years, a very famous restaurant. The motto of The Pantry used to be, we never close. Well, they're now open 7 to 3 every day. Why? They can't find any night staff or any night cooks. So a lot of restaurants are really feeling the pinch of a lack of workers.
Are the business owners that you talk to in Beverly Hills feeling that once September hits and these federal payments will be cut off, that there will be a rebound? Or are they concerned that the conversation has been now for months that people are looking for new jobs, new experiences in work, and may not return to their old jobs?
That's exactly it. Well, first of all, there's a concern the state might step in and have their own benefits to continue. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is people who have not returned to their job by now are probably not coming back at all, or they have taken a different position, et cetera. So again, it's what you say. It's the busboys, it's the cooks, it's the clerks, it's the so-called little people that make the engine run. Those are the positions they just can't fill, and they're dying to fill them, and a lot of businesses have cut their hours back, you know, as I articulated with The Pantry. It's a far more common story here than you'd think.
One of the things that's discussed a lot, around me at least, is that the states are having problems in terms of the cutoff of the federal funds and may do exactly what you're suggesting and jump in with their own funds because the elections are coming. And they are essentially, you know, juicing the election by coming up with more money. Is that your concern? And especially with the recall in California.
We all, you know, as your viewers well know, our governor, Gavin Newsom, is on the ballot September 14th for a recall. So is he giving away goodies? Of course he is. And the legislature is complicit in that, and they will continue to be. One interesting issue, Sam, that I've heard from some retailers and restaurant people is that here's what they're scared of. The recall election is September 14th. Newsom wins, you know, is not recalled. And then September 15th, the state comes in with some draconian rules, shutdown, lockdown, things of that effect. And that concerns people greatly, is that there could be a retaliation, if you will, after the election. That could significantly affect their bottom line.
All right. So you know, at this point, we're seeing the variant the Delta variant of COVID that has started a lockdown again, or not lockdown, but masks being mandatory again in California. It has to concern everybody, not just the retailers in Beverly Hills and restaurants, but everybody that this could come up again.
It does, and that's of concern, but we have to remember that something like 99% of the cases are people who are unvaccinated. So for those of us who are vaccinated, I think it's less of a concern, certainly, than it was a year ago. Let me give you something else to think about, Sam. My neighborhood cafe where I go for brunch every weekend, okay? Here's why he's hurting. He's been fortunate. His staff has come back to work. He's got a very loyal wait staff. However, 2/3 of his business prior to the pandemic was catering lunch to a number of businesses, including large talent agencies. Well, as they have all gone work from home, his business has evaporated. And he's concerned that even though he still has an outdoor dining patio, and even though he still has a brisk weekend business, he's never going to get that lunch takeout business back again as long as there's work from home. And as we know, a number of companies have gone to permanent work from home. So I think the whole work from home business model needs to be studied more, because I do think it's going to have very negative implications for a lot of restaurants and a lot of retail.
You know, I've mentioned this on the show before, but it's worth mentioning again. I was listening to the head of United Airlines a few months ago, and he was asked about whether you know people would be flying business class again or whether they would be doing all their business from home. And he said the first time that a sales project is up and one person flies in person and gets the sale where the other person who did it by Zoom doesn't get the sale, everybody will be flying in. Do you think that that's a likely scenario? That because, I mean, the in-person thing is so important. I mean, I love talking to you on Zoom. It's great. But, I mean, it's nothing like having you sitting here at a table.
No, and I love coming to Reno, right? So, you know, the last couple times I've come to Reno to be on your show. Look, I hope what you said is right. But I can tell you here, the Zoom, the stay-at-home, the all that is very popular, even though I don't personally prefer it. And my company has not worked from home. Obviously, news is still in person, a very much in-person game. I see a lot of people converting to that Zoom format. And in terms of in-person, sure, is in-person better? Yes. But then there's all these financial benefits of you know being able to do it on Zoom, like we're doing right now. But just as a small example, Sam, I mean, let's say I was going to do your show in person. I would have flown to Reno. I would have stayed in one of your great hotels. I would have dined in your local restaurants. We're not doing that on Zoom.
Well, that's true. But when I talk to people, because I know one of your favorite places is the Grand Sierra. And when I talk to the folks over there, the pent-up demand for birthday parties, wedding parties, engagement parties, bachelorette parties, Christmas parties previously and coming up for this year have been through the roof. So there is an incredible pent-up demand. And you look at the delays going back on the 15 to Southern California, either after a holiday weekend or on a regular weekend, there's a lot of people that need to get out of the house.
Gosh, I hope you're right. Because, you know, not just financially, but I think socially and emotionally, it's so important for people to go back to doing, you know, taking vacations with their family or going to Vegas for the weekend, going to Reno for the weekend. I hope you're right. But again, Sam, maybe this is just ground zero for a paranoia of certain people. The party scene isn't back in Beverly Hills. Here's a small example. I used to get invited to 2, 3, 4 cocktail parties every week for different events or charities, or art galleries, etc. I think I've been to one party in the last 2 months. So unfortunately, I don't know what it is here, but they're just not going out and they're not partying and they're not doing those sorts of things like they used to.
I would say that rings definitely true for an older generation, of which unfortunately we are part of these days. But I know I was just recently talking to some people in their mid-20s, and they had just been to Allegiant Stadium for that first concert, which was a DJ doing his mixes and was fabulous. Garth Brooks selling out. So I think younger people have, you know, they may not be vaccinated, but they are also unafraid to travel. And I think that part has come back quite rapidly. But we are seeing certain properties in Las Vegas, like the Las Vegas Sands properties, Venetian and Palazzo, insisting on masks now. Within the building, at least for their employees at this point, whether you're vaccinated or not. So we are seeing some concern because we have seen an increase, not to the level it was a year ago, but an increase that obviously Las Vegas does not need when they're trying to rebuild the convention business. All right, so let me ask you then about the restaurants. So Anthony Bourdain wrote famously in Kitchen Confidential, that you don't want to have people in your kitchen who are creative. You want to have Ecuadorians because you have 40 Ecuadorians in your kitchen. They cook the same thing exactly the same way over and over and over and over again. They're not being creative and messing up your menu. So isn't it time for us to relook at immigration and getting people into this country legally to fill some of these jobs in restaurants that are desperate
Absolutely.
Across the country?
Absolutely. I think for certain categories, also, you know, while we're on that subject, caregivers. Everyone I know my age is looking for a caregiver for an elderly parent, and they can't find anyone to work, right? So caregivers, busboys, cooks, I absolutely agree with you. I think there should be some sort of a fast track, a visa or what have you. You know, if you're not a felon, if you're a good working individual, we need you to come to work. Let me tell you a story about Spago, though. I mean, of course, you know Spago, the famous Beverly Hills restaurant. Spargo has designed this very creative tent outside the restaurant. The city closed off part of the street to cars. And they have this very elaborate tent that is heated electrical, etc. And they're doing most of their business now in this tent outside the conventional restaurant. Why are they doing it? Well, it's pretty much doubled their capacity. And it also addresses those people who are a little uncomfortable eating inside. I think you're going to see a lot more restaurants doing that, Sam.
Well, and you certainly have in New York. I mean, they're changing the rules and regulations to allow more of the street side restaurants to maintain being open because it's proven to be very popular. Another issue that is coming up over and over again for business people is the question of childcare. And it was an issue before, but I don't think it was nearly as highlighted now because it's now a reason that a lot of the workforce either can or won't go back to work, which is childcare. And so, you know, we're seeing potentially some of this being addressed by the federal programs, but has this brought itself to the forefront? Because, you know, obviously childcare is a huge issue in Beverly Hills, California.
I think absolutely so. But the two go hand in hand. You know, on the one hand, childcare, on the one hand, elderly care, as I was saying a moment ago, which again are very similar issues. If you have to take care of a parent, if you have to take care of a child, it has significant implications, especially, by the way, to working households, you know, where the husband and wife both work. Someone's got to stay home or someone's got to figure out what they're going to do, right? Our in-person school here only restarted recently, you know, right before the end of the last school year. You have to remember, we were schooling from home for up until about, April or May or so. So, you know, I think that really affected a lot of parents. I also think there is increased appreciation for classroom teachers, right, Sam? I mean, all these families that had no idea what the teacher does from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., they now well know what the teacher does, and they appreciate those certificated teachers very much.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Josh Gross after this timeout.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Josh Gross. He is the publisher of the Beverly Hills Weekly. And I've always found that Beverly Hills is an outlier for high-end in Las Vegas. One of the things that's obviously been a huge discussion point in Nevada, and I'm curious as to what it's like in Southern California, is wages. We have seen, you know, the idea of a $15 minimum wage is blown out the door. If you're working for McDonald's, you're getting 18 bucks an hour or more. What's it like in Beverly Hills?
Terrible. Let me give you an example. I used to have five college-age students working for me in my ad department. Now I have one. I can't afford these larger wages because, as you said, it's not so much the 15. It's that now you got to beat the 15. So you got to be, let's say, 17 or 18. And in the old days, I would hire college students in the $10 to $12 range. And that was a great job for a college student. They loved getting the sales experience and having a very flexible schedule. In terms of restaurants, we've seen a major inflation in the cost of food. You go to McDonald's here, it's much more expensive than when I go to Whataburger in Dallas. Okay, I mean, you really notice that $15 wage, which I understand why people in theory thought it was a great idea. We want to compensate those lower end workers. But what you have to remember is that's going to have very significant implications for the price of food, and for going to fast food or any kind of lower end food costs are going to go way up.
Well, and that's the conundrum, which is that, you know, everybody wants to see people at the bottom lifted up. But then, you know, you turn on the news or read your paper and all of a sudden inflation is there. Well, it's because you raised up everybody's wages, and businesses are not charities, and they're going to have to pass that cost along. They cannot maintain that cost without doing so. Here's the other side of that, though. Do you think at some point over the next year or two that you're going to see wages actually decrease closer to what they were before, if you start to get an influx of people, you know, coming back because that unemployment has run out?
No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. I just think even if they start coming back, it will maintain, but I don't think it will go down. If anything, I think it will go up. Let's look at a couple things in Southern California we have that you don't have. We have $5 gas in some areas. We have extremely high cost of living. Las Vegas had a little about that, but Las Vegas is still a fairly affordable city compared to the rest of the country. Your gas is not as high. Your food is not as high. So all these factors are contributing to a situation where, as we've seen in the recent demographic trends, a lot of people are leaving California. They're going to Nevada. They're going to Texas. They're going to Florida. Those three no state income taxes with work from home now. The six states in the country that have no state income tax are looking better and better, particularly Nevada, Texas, Florida, because of the nice warm weather. Not everybody wants to go to Alaska, obviously. So I think those are going to continue to boom, because if you're working out of your spare bedroom, why give all that money to the state government? You might as well just work from home and pocket the difference. One quick story in that regard. I was in Dallas 2 weeks ago. I talked to a fellow who told me, he was part of the group that you might recall Toyota was based in Los Angeles, and they moved all their corporate offices to Plano, Texas, outside of Dallas. A lot of the executives grumbled. A lot of them didn't want to move. They loved Southern California. What a lot of those executives are saying now, they got a 10% raise just in the fact that now they're not paying state income tax in Plano when they were paying sky high state income taxes in Los Angeles. So it's something to think about.
Indeed. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today? We fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at NevadaHeating.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with Josh Gross. He's the publisher of the Beverly Hills Weekly. You can find it online. It's a great paper if you want to know what's going on there in Southern California. Home prices. In Northern Nevada especially, they are just going through the roof because we're short $5,000 a year. What's it like in Beverly Hills?
Chronic shortage of affordable housing, prices sky high, homes get 20 overbids. I've heard stories of buyers writing very personal notes to sellers to beg them to sell their house. Sam, we all thought the pandemic would lead to a correction. It's actually gone in the other direction. Who could have predicted that?
Well, I think that people didn't realize, because so much in the media talks about the lowest level of our society and the problems they have. It doesn't talk about the fact that we actually do have a very strong middle class and a strong rich class, and they have money. That's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir, and we wish you all well. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.